Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masachet Milah Daf Dalad Amud Bet. About to analyze Rabbi Yeshua's rule that he presented in the Mishnah. Call Rabbi Yeshua Kol Shatel Hashatet El Kohanim En Mo'alin Ba V'Kol Shalo Haytel Hashatet El Kohanim Mo'alin Ba. So the basic threshold is, or boundary is, if there was ever a moment of Heter LaKohanim of the Chatat and the Asham, then Me'ilah has been lifted, and Me'ilah will never come back. And if it never had Shatet to the Kohanim, Me'ilah is not lifted, and it remains forever. Now, we continue in the Mishnah. We're going to look at these in a few moments. We're going to look at that phrase and the Vav of Vizarku and see what that means. Now, that's the Mishnah. Amale Bar Kappara Levar Pedat. So Bar Kappara, Shimon Bar Kappara said to Elazar ben Pedat, his nephew, Ben Achoti, Re'ema Ata Shualim Machab Beit Midrash. Let me cue you as to what you should ask me tomorrow in the Beit Midrash, and that is, Heter Shchita Shaninu, Heter Zrika Shaninu, Heter Achila Shaninu. What did Rabbi Yeshua mean when he said Shad Heter the Kohanim? Does he mean Heter Zrika, meaning Heter Shchita, meaning that there was a Shchita done properly? And here the word Heter is being used a little bit equivocally, because Heter Shchita means that there was already a Shchita, and Heter Zrika means that it was able to be spilled on the Mizbeach. Or Heter Achila Shininu, which means it had actually fully cleared all of the hoops and was able to be eaten, and then Me'ilah is lifted. Now, he asked him the next day, and the answers were Chizkiah, of course, of Chiyah's son, said, Heter Shchita Shaninu, meaning the very earliest point. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, the last point, Heter Achila Shaninu. Now, Rabbi Zeira, who is a Talmid of Rabbi Yochanan, comes and says, Lo Daika Matnita Delo Chizkiah Delo Rabbi Yochanan, that the Mishnah doesn't support either one of their positions, but rather the middle position of Heter Zrika Kaninu. And he'll prove it. Dathan. Shalana Vashinit Mavashiyatzat. That's the three things that are called Heter Kalakohanim. Lav Dalan Dam. Don't we mean Lana means that the Dam was left over and not yet Nizrak? Uktani Ein Molinbo. And we see that Mila's lifted. Shwana Heter Zrika Shinir. Meaning as long as the Dam was ready to be spilled, then it was already, Mila was lifted. Our answer is lo, Dalan Basar. It means that the blood had already been spilled and the meat was left over. Aval Dam is Darik. The Dam was already, put on the Mizbeach. Mishum Hachiktani and Mualin Bo. That's why the Mi'ila is lifted, and it's like Rabbi Yochanan who says Heter Achila. Now, Tnan Ezui Shalom Haitala Shat Heter or Shat Kosher La Kohanim. So the second half of the rule is what's not having shot heter. And as I mentioned, that vav is zarku tama hechidami. What's the case? Ilam et zarku psulin viki blu psulin. If you think that a zar or a tamei or an arel or somebody did both kabbalah and zrikah, so lama li adi katarti. Why do I need to have them do both of them to foul it up? El Rav, the Kiblu Psulin Zarku Ksherim, must be either or, which means as long as Psulin did the Kabbalah, even though Ksherim did the Zrikah, Uktani Mo'alimbo, which means that as long as you could not do a proper Zrikah, Mi'ila is never lifted. Shema Minah Heter Zrika Shaninu. Again, this is Rav Zeira seeming to score for the middle position, that's Heter Zrika. So Mazgar of Yosef, Rav Yosef challenged, when this whole all came to Bavel, Rav Yosef said that entire read of the Mishnah is wrong. If you think that you can, here it means not to distinguish, but to read so carefully when you say kiblu psulin mizarku tama, and to say it means either or, then hadinan hatam, we have a mishnah in Zvachim, chatat psula ein damata un kibus. Remember, there's a special halachah in Parshat Tzav that any dam of a chatat that comes on a beged, the beged needs kibus. But that's only dam, parenthetically, that is supposed to go on the mizbeach, which means it has not yet had zrika. Now, chatat psula in damata un kibus, bein shaitala shata kosher v'nifsala, bein shaloitala shata kosher v'nifsala. So this halacha, by the way, blows past our distinction, says it doesn't matter whether it had shat het to the kohanim. But this will be very instructive, because as Ezri Shetel Shethet HaKosher V'Nifsala, so what is, it was what we refer to, although this is a moot point here, because we said, whether the Chatat had shot kosher or not, once it's Pasul, Itam does not generate the Chiyuv of Kibus. What is shat kosher? Shalom shinma ushiyatsa. Eizu shaloi tala shat kosher. Shenishchata chutz limkoma chutz lizmana or kiblu psulin zarku etama. That means that we're talking post zrika. Now hechidami ilam the kiblu psulin zarku psulin. If you think that the only time that kibus is not there is when psulin did the zrika. So what's the implication? If you're going to read it carefully, Hudein Damaton Kibus, Hakibu Zarkuk Sharim, that means if proper people did the Zrika, then Damataun Kibus. But Karikana Sher Yizemi Dama, the Pasuk says, that which shall be spilled or sprinkled. Veloshekvaruza, as opposed to if it was already, which means if a Chatat already had its Dam Nizrak on the Mizbeach, future Dam can't be obligated for Kibus even if it's kosher. So, Ema Lav Dafka, so Rabbi Yosef says, therefore you have to read that Mishnah as Lav Dafka, don't read it so deliberately and so finely. Achinami Lav Dafka, so therefore, don't read our Mishnah so finely, and Kibul Psulim Mizarku Tama doesn't mean either or, and it means that Heter Zrika Shaninu. So Amar Ravasi, Ravasi turns around in Eretz Yisrael and says, Imken Lamalim Minitarti. I understand that I could have one Mishnah with a loose construction based on the fact that Kibul Psulim Mizarku Tama is a common phrase in Kodshim, but I wouldn't have two of them. Liolam Demi'ila Dafka, it must be that ours really is very careful. And the other one is the one about Chatat, and then the Dam Chatat, that's the one that's loose. And so what's ours teaching us? Vakamashlan the Pasul says Shiraim. That if a Pasul does Kabbalat Adam, the rest of the Dam is called Shiraim, and you can't go ahead and be Makabal that or be Zorik that and save the day. It doesn't work. Afagav Lekiba Pasul Vazarak, so even though a Pasul did Kabbalah and Zrika, in other words, read the Mishnah carefully. Kiblu Psulin Vizarku Adamah, meaning they did both. And the point is that even though they did it, and then Kibel Kasher was Zarak, then a Kasher went ahead and did some more Dam, and Zarak, Lav Klumi, it doesn't help, too late, and Me'ila will never get lifted. My time at the Shiraim Ninu, because what the Pasul did, even though he was Pasul, made the rest of the Dam Shiraim, and Shiraim won't help, Shiraim have to be spilled into the Yisod. Okay, so now Ravasi has his approach, which then means that our Mishnah should be read Bedafka, and it really does not address the issue of Heter Zrika versus Heter Achila. But wait a second, Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, Pasul Maushia says Shiraim. Does a Kabbalat Dam of Pasul make the rest Shiraim? And his answer seemed to be no. The only kind of wrong Kabbalah that's going to make Shiraim is Chutzis Manu Chutzim Komo, Horolu Muratzin LePigulan, because it is at least Muratzin for purposes of Pigul. So, my love, Barmi Pasul, isn't Rabbi Yochanan by saying that saying, but a regular Pasul doesn't? So, therefore, a Pasul gets Dam, if you can go ahead afterwards and do a proper Kabbalat Dam, that's okay. So lo, afilu pasul, even a pasul, would generate, shiraim. Hara, ein lachatani, ein lachashbi, in quotes. Rabbi Yochanan said, the only one, none of them are except for this. So hachgamar, ein lachadavar she, eino muratze, but sibur rosa shiraim. There's nothing that fails to do ritsui for korban sibur, and still makes shiraim, elachuz vanachuz lemkomo. Those are the only two. Aval tame, but tame deite bitzibur. Tame is something that is maratze bitzibur, because sometimes you do it bitzibur. Mashvi shirayim, sharp psulin, the loit nor bitzibur lo mashvin shirayim. So not every pasul fails to make shirayim. A tame does make shirayim, because a tame is somebody who actually sometimes operates bitzibur lachatchila. So let's test this entire heter shchita, heter zrika, heter achila issue. Toshma pigul leolam moalin bo. Sounds familiar. Sounds like what we saw in the previous podcast from Rav. Pigul always has me'ilas. Of course, kochim kochim. So lav delo zarak, doesn't it mean that only if you didn't do zrika, which means that heter zrika shaninu, meaning there has to be able to be nizrak, and then it's okay. Lo, zarka. Umay leola, makamash ton kerav gidol, namav gidol marav, zrika pigul, and emotsu b'nei me'ila. We're talking about a case where you would Zorik, but being Zorik doesn't help, because, like Rav said, and which we dealt with at length in the previous podcast, Zrika Pigul doesn't help at all. Alright, let's test it again. Toshma. Rabbi Shimon Omer Yesh Notarsha Moalin Bo Yesh Notarsha In Moalin Bo. And now we're going to see three pieces from here to the end of the sugya, the end of the daf, then the end of the Amud, that are going to be very similar to each other. Sometimes you can have notar where Me'ila attaches, and sometimes you have notar where Me'ila doesn't attach. Ketzad, how does it distinguish? Lam lifnei zrika, if the thing was left overnight and there had been no zrika, moalin, because without zrika, Me'ila doesn't get lifted. Le'achar zrika, ein moalin, but if you did zrika, then Me'ila's gone. Now, ktani mi'at moalin bo, so you see Me'ila applies, lav dahave, shu, mizorkei. Are we talking about a case where you had time to be zorek, you just weren't zorek? The bari zarek, which means shramina heter achila shaninu, which means the only way to get it lifted is if it had heter achila. Heter zrika is not good enough. Well, the kibbe samach l'shkiyat hachama, we could be talking about a case where we did Kabbalah just before sunset. There wasn't even time to be zorek. If there had been time, you did Kabbalah Saddam in the middle of the afternoon, you had time for zrika, you just didn't do it, then Me'ila is lifted because it's heter zrika. So my ear in the ton of phrase Rika, so then why does Rabbi Shimon say, Lifnei Zrika, litni karm shkia lacha shkia, let him draw the line, not at the act of Zrika, but at the time of Kabbalah, which allows for Zrika. So the answer is, achanamik tani, that's actually how we should read it. Karm shkia ra'el Zrika, lacha shkia ra'el Zrika. Before it's fit for Zrika, and after it's fit for Zrika. Okay, toshmat. Parallel case, parallel rule, from Shun Omer, yesh pigol shemualin bo, yesh pigol shein mualin bo. Sometimes pigol has Me'ila, sometimes it doesn't. Ketzad lifnei zrika moalin, achar zrika ein moalin. Same thing. Alright? Now, ketani mi'at lifnei zrika moalin bo, lav davi shu l'mizrkei, dibari zarik, uketani moalin bo. Again, the same thing. That even though there was time to be zorek, there's still Me'ila because you didn't do zrika. Shmamin ha-heter achila shaninu, so that supports Rabbi Yochanan that it's really heter achila. And, the answer is that we're talking about a case where you didn't have time. Same thing. If there was time, then that would be good enough. Heter zrika. So my ear to time lachar zrika. Litni kodem shkia lachar shkia. Same thing. Why don't you say before or after sunset? The answer is achanami kamar kodem shkia lachar shkia lachar shkia lachar shkia. Same answer. Okay, toshma. This is a slight variation. A pigul bekotche kotche moalin. Pigol is always Me'ila, the Me'ila always attaches to Pigol in Kodshe Kodshim. So my love, the Zarak, isn't that talking about a case where you already did Zrika, and nonetheless Pigol's still there because you need Heter Achila. Shvamina Heter Achila Shadinu. Lo, the Lo Zarak, talking about a case you didn't do Zrika. Well, Zarak, my, Achinami, then Mo'alimbo. If you did Zrika, Me'ila would be lifted. So my year, you're talking about Kodshim Kalim and Mo'alimbo. So then why is the second half of the statement that Pigol, Kodshe Kodshim Kalim and Mo'alimbo? Why don't you just say that before Zrika, it's no Me'ila, after Zrika it is Me'ila, because it pushes Kochim Kalim in. And the answer is, called out to the Me'ila, Zrika Ketikna to the Me'ila. The answer is because Kochim Kalim always need to be a fully proper Zrika to enter Me'ila, to have Me'ila attach. So we could take the Maitila de Me'ila, but call a Fukim de Me'ila to pull it out of Me'ila, finish no, could take the Nam of Kalim de Me'ila. Even a bad Zrika pulls it out of Me'ila. So it's easier to get out of Me'ila than it is to get into Me'ila. And the point being that, that is the reason that it's formulated that way. So again, that does not prove one way or the other about our issue of Heter, Zrika versus Heter Achila. By the way, Heter Shechita seemed to fall very quickly, by the way, sign, and was not picked up again. Okay, we'll pick up with our final podcast, and this is the first parak of Masechet Me'ila. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.